William Cohen was a Republican senator from Maine for 20 years, then Secretary of Defense in a Democratic administration, that of Bill Clinton. He joins us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Secretary.
Great to be with you.
A new poll this week says more than 7 in 10 Americans don't believe the president has a workable plan for Iraq. As a political leader, what do you do with a situation like that?
Well, I think the first thing the president will have to do this evening is to be very direct with the American people and admit that serious errors in judgment were made. But we are where we are today, and the burden is going to be upon the president to show why this particular proposal will have a better chance of success where the tactics or strategies in the past have not.
In an interview last week, a senior Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California told us that he has a different idea for Iraq than the surge plan that Mr. Bush reportedly wants. But the congressman said that the country really has to back Mr. Bush now because he is the commander-in-chief and we are in trouble. What do you think of that?
Well, he is the commander-in-chief, and we are in trouble in terms of what we have done to date or failed to achieve to date. Will it be matched with a willingness on the part of Prime Minister Maliki to do what everyone knows has to be done, getting control of the sectarian violence? So if he is unwilling to do that, then I suspect that no amount of additional military personnel will be able to achieve it.
You speak of a unity in Iraq, but I think what Mr. Hunter was talking about was unity in this country. We just simply have to give the president a chance.
I think it's important to certainly support the president's commander-in-chief, but that support also has to be based upon performance. We have been in this 4 years now, and the question becomes, what is the strategy? What is it based on?
People keep arguing about whether Vietnam is a good analogy for Iraq. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But back in 1974, you were a Republican serving in Congress in the House of Representatives. The White House and the administration wanted more funds for the Vietnam War. You voted no.
That's true. And I came to that conclusion after seeing what was taking place, that there was not the political will on the part of the South Vietnamese government to fight for their own country. And it became clear after a long, long period of time with 58,000 Americans dead that that political will was not there.
Is the country in the worst fix it's been in your public life?
I think that the perception of the United States is at an all-time low in my career, but it's low, but I think it can be quickly redeemed if we take the right kind of steps in reaching out and bringing other countries in and sharing both the opportunity but also the responsibility for waging this this campaign against extremism that is so global now in its reach.
Former Defense Secretary William Cohen, he now heads the international consulting firm, the Cohen Group. Mr. Secretary, thank you.
Thank you.